USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Here's your coronavirus update from around the world. Britain is temporarily releasing about 4,000 inmates to ease crowding and slow the spread of the new coronavirus in their prisons. According to official figures, 88 inmates and 15 prison staff have tested positive for COVID-19. Italy's commissioner for the new coronavirus crisis has defended the government's response amid criticism of slow and insufficient distributions of ventilators and personal protective equipment for healthcare workers. And Serbian streets have emptied as a tightened curfew took effect as part of measures designed to curb the spread of the new coronavirus. The government extended the ban from 1 p.m. to 5 a.m. to prevent people from leaving their homes. And the U.S. Embassy in Russia says it's trying to arrange a charter flight to repatriate Americans, but warns it will be the last flight for some time. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
President Donald Trump has informed Congress that he is removing Michael Atkinson, the inspector general who flagged the Ukraine whistleblower complaint. In a letter to the leaders of the House and Senate Intelligence Committee, the president said, "This is to advise you I am exercising my power as president to remove from office the inspector general of the intelligence community." The letter also says, "It is vital that I have the fullest confidence in the appointees serving as inspectors general. This is no longer the case with this particular inspector general." The firing is to take place in 30 days. Pop singer Pink, who said she's recovering from COVID-19, announced via Twitter that she's donating $1 million to help healthcare professionals in the fight against coronavirus. Half will go to Philadelphia's Temple University Hospital Emergency Fund, and the other $500,000 will go to the Los Angeles Emergency Fund. Pink's mother worked at Temple for 18 years, according to the singer. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
China mourned the thousands of martyrs who have died in the coronavirus outbreak, flying the national flag at half-mast throughout the country and suspending all forms of entertainment. At 10 a.m. local time, the country observed 3 minutes of silence to mourn those who have passed away, including frontline medical workers and doctors. Cars, trains, and ships sounded their horns, and air raid sirens wailed. Chinese President Xi Jinping and other Chinese leaders paid silent tribute in front of the national flag with white flowers pinned to their chest as their mark of mourning, according to state media. The day of mourning coincided with the start of the annual Kunming Tomb Sweeping Festival, where millions of Chinese families pay respect to their ancestors. More than 3,300 people in mainland China have died in the epidemic. If you receive disability or Social Security benefits from the government, the IRS and the U.S. Department of Treasury has announced Social Security recipients will not be required to file a simple tax return in order to receive stimulus payments under the CARES Act. The announcement reverses guidelines issued on March 30th by the IRS that individuals who haven't filed federal tax returns for 2018 or 2019 would need to file their return to receive payment. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin said Social Security recipients who are not typically required to file that tax return do not need to take any action and will automatically receive their payments directly to their bank account. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.